Hey, it's Brian and Trisha. It is Friday morning. It is 8:04. Have you ever had an idea to create an emoji, a certain emoji?
No.
Well, you know, there's like 32 gazillion emojis available. I don't even know how many there are. Yeah. I don't know what the number
there's
is.
There's more emojis than faces I make.
Some of them I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because they're so small and you look at them, you're like, what does that really mean? But I, okay, so.
Like, what is the one where you've got money in your mouth and your eyes are closed?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, I have no idea. We should, maybe there's a class that you can take, like a website that you could do to search emojis.
I bet it's called Ask a Teenager.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
We do have those, so we should ask.
Yeah.
But if you have had an idea for a new emoji, you have a chance to submit it for a proposal, you know, as a proposal. So Wired.com, they did a big write-up on how you can officially submit them to the group that handles the stuff. It's a nonprofit called Unicode Consortium. Is that how you say that? Consortium?
Yes.
Okay.
So that also sounds real scary. Like it's from the, you know, that's the people that would fight Superman in the Justice League.
Maybe.
Unico Consortium tried to take over the earth.
They accept the proposals each year from April through the end of July, but the submission process apparently is pretty tough. You have to include original artwork, examples of how you would use it, and then things like Google search stats to prove other people care, and it all has to be in a specific format. So this is all above anything that I really care about.
Yeah,
but
you lost me.
It just makes me wonder, though, so it's fine if you want to create an emoji. But the problem I have is understanding the emojis. And I still want somebody to create a way that you can enhance the size of the emoji. Because if you are just sending a text message with three emojis and that's it, then they're a good size.
Yeah.
But if you are sending a message and it has an emoji in it, it is so small.
Right. Why is it automatically smaller?
I mean, I don't feel like I am that old and I don't feel like my vision is that impaired that I can't see because I can read the text. I just can't tell what the emoji is. I cannot be the only person that has a problem with this.
Okay. I've got my text font size bumped up so big. I mean, let me show you this. Why is my phone not opening? My goodness. All right, there we go. My text, look at that. Look how large my text is.
It is large, but still,
mine is
your
so
emojis
large.
big enough that you can tell when you get a long text message?
Sometimes it's hard.
I just want a zoom option. If you hold your hand, your finger over a text message, that it would zoom it or something. Can I submit that? Can I propose that somebody create that when they do an update on the phone next time?
I don't know how we don't already have Braille LCD.
What?
I'm telling you, there's got to be a way for the liquid inside the liquid crystal display on a phone. There's got to be a way for that to get thick and somehow push up and make it Braille. I don't know how we don't have that already.
Are you for real?
How many sight impaired people would really benefit from having a phone that would read in Braille?
That is a great idea, but I can't comprehend. My brain can't comprehend doing that because I'm not smart enough. I don't know how to make it happen. No,
I mean, it is a neat idea,
but that, because you imagine all the letters that you type in a text message and all of those would have to instantly pop up.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be so cool if that could happen.
I think it's a great idea. I don't know how to make it happen. Braille screens on a phone. I think it's a beautiful idea.
I wanna see my text, my emojis. I want a zoom option, please.
Well, then your emojis would be in Braille, too. You could feel them. You could be like, oh, there's the teeth.
You
He's
feel
smiling.
That emoji right there?